to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
G'day, welcome along to the podcast. We're not really here because we're out the door.
We've already drunk a couple of Guinnesses and we are gone.
Exactly, can't have those Guinnesses on the way home. We understand the cops are on the road for the Easter long weekend. Bloody hell.
I know, but it's got to be done. Yeah, but right now this is the voices of the past.
Yes. Ooh. Happy Easter. Michelle Laurie.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I was off yesterday, but I'm back and I've got big news from the school gate.
Ooh, tell us more. Tell us more.
Well, I sort of knew about this earlier. I had the inside track, but I was not interested. There's a new single dad in town.
Oh, holy smokes. Oh, no. Hang on.
Oh. This is always big news.
New meat on the street, as they say.
It's so true. New meat on the street, Damien. You get it. Strawny, you would get this as well. I don't know. As men, do you understand? Do you understand?
I know
the value.
I can imagine the amount of mums that are standing around the school pickup zone, circling not only their child, waiting for the child to come out, but now they're circling a new single dad.
We know them. We know they're coming. Forget that.
Yeah,
but when there's a new single dad in town, because there's a number of single mums, but also the other mums are on the lookout for their single mates. And one time I rocked up at the gate when I was still attached with my husband's best mate who was single, and holy Christ. I mean, fox in the hen house.
Yes.
That was the sound at the gate. They were like, who dat? Who dat? Who dat? Who dat, Michelle? Who you got there? Yeah.
Oh, well,
it was crazy.
And so is this guy, this new bit of meat on the street, is he hot? Is he, you know,
as hell.
Oh, hot as hell.
And here's what you need to know. So exactly. Now, we've known the ladies of my generation at the school. We've known this guy for a long time. So we know a lot about this guy.
Oh.
And all of it's good from our perspective. Okay, we know this guy installed the kitchen at their house. Oh, hello.
He's got the installing ability.
He installed the IKEA kitchen himself. He installed the damn floor that went with it. Oh, shit.
Ooh. What? Wow. Okay.
We know that he's good with his kids. We know a lot about this dude. But then, see, the flip side of that to me is I know and trust his wife. So I think, well now. If she has said, get out, then I'm saying, I trust her judgment. Now, I don't know the ins and outs of what's going on in there, but I'm saying, well, I trust her judgment, so I'm not interested. But the other ladies are like, no, well, I don't know. Who knows? Mate, it's worth
it. The other ladies are going, I reckon what happened here was they just fizzled out. It ran its course. I don't think anyone was wrong. They just ran the course. We had a guy actually at the preschool where this is going back a couple of years, and all the mothers referred to him as the fireman. Okay, he was the guy that they all looked at. Exactly the same thing. He actually looked like a fireman. Even I looked at him and went, hey, he looks
like a fireman.
He looked like the fireman in the movie Roxanne. Do you remember Roxanne with Steve Martin? Like, he was this handsome sort of.
I don't, but I just know the type. I mean, anytime you say to me he looked like a fireman, I'm like, oh, I see.
And the fact that he was wearing the New calendars. South Wales Fire and Rescue shirt.
Well, he had that as well.
But, you know, the extraordinary thing is we actually have audio of some of the mums that were waiting at the gate at Michelle Laurie's school.
God.
Here they are here. That poor guy, He's at one chip. There's all the mums, all the seagulls came a-flocking. Unbelievable. I want to hear more about this guy in the next few weeks.
Well, yeah, seriously. Let's see how he goes. He's
You should ask him out on a date.
No, I'm not interested. And you know why I'm not interested, why I'm so high and mighty, because I'm hovering on a single dad across town. So.
Yeah. Exactly right. We're going to live through that one as well, don't you worry.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
It is April Fool's Day today.
Yeah.
Now, Michelle, earlier on I was chatting to Straney here and I talked about the fact that many years ago I was fooled. Someone got my remains, got me to call someone called my remains, and I ended up ringing a funeral centre. Because Moira is a very common Irish name. And
sure.
I mean, I like to get into the whole April Fool's Day thing. Do you do this at all? Like with your kids or anything like that? You don't do it at all?
No, I'm still laughing at my remains. I'm not an April Fool's person. No, I am not.
Missing out. I mean, every single year, I have a little Guinness alarm clock, and I set it in my house in the hallway, you know, where all the bedrooms are, and I set it for 5 o'clock in the morning, and that's my way of saying April Fool's Day.
I mean, that,
hello, family. April Fool's Day from your dad.
Oh, and they know it's you, obviously, because you do it every year. That's a groany dad, but it's cute.
But they forget every year. It comes around, and they don't know, and then the alarm goes off, and they go, "Oh, jeez, it's the 1st of April."
That reminds me. You know how people do that in hotels? Have you ever had that happen where you're sound asleep in a hotel and the alarm goes off at midnight or 1 in the morning?
I throw the alarm clock. I'm like, who did it?
And you don't know how to turn it off because it's not your alarm clock. Yeah. So you're just like banging around in the middle of the night. You can't find a light even. And you're like, what is happening? Where am I? That happened to the Dalai Lama once.
The Dalai Lama?
What? Yeah, yeah. I was doing a gig with His Holiness in Darwin, I think we were, and he was really grumpy, and I could tell because we'd done a lot of gigs together, and I was sitting on stage, and I thought, he is grumpy today, and
I couldn't see the Dalai Lama getting grumpy at all.
Oh, yeah, yep. I mean, it's not like he's throwing stuff, but I could just tell that. Yeah. I could just tell.
He was off kilter. He was off sorts.
He just wasn't as patient, and I could tell. And I said to somebody afterwards, I was like, hey, His Holiness is a little grumpy. And one of his attendants, and he said, oh, yes, somebody set the alarm clock in his hotel room for midnight. Oh. And His Holiness gets up at 3 a.m. to meditate for a couple of hours before he starts his day. So he's like really fully mid-sleep. And yeah, and I don't think His Holiness even has an alarm clock at all. So he's banging around in there trying to figure out what's going on with this thing. And yeah.
Did you go up to him that day and say, hey, who's the grumpy bum? Who's the grumpy bum? Is that something you say to the Dalai Lama?
How about a little tickle?
Tickle.
No, I didn't. I just, you know, minded my P's and Q's, as I always do with His Holiness, but no, I just...
So calling him a grumpy bum is not, it's not a usual thing for the Dalai Lama.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Here we go. You do love a topic train. The topic train is pretty simple. We throw out a couple of different topics that are trending right now across the socials.
All right.
And Michelle and Damien, they give us their advice on what's going on. Now, this is a big one. Trinity College. They banned the mullet from school. They've said the mullet is awful. No more. No more business at the front, party at the back. Guys want to know, what is the worst hairdo you've ever had yourself?
I've had a mullet.
There's no such thing as a bad hairdo. Of course you've had a mullet. You should never ban hair. And especially not on young people. And especially not on young men, I don't think. I think any time a young man is prepared to do anything flamboyant, we should encourage that because... People are inhibited enough, don't you think, Damien?
I'm 100% with you on that. You cannot stifle someone's kind of creativity, even if it comes in the form of hair or whatever else. I think just let them be themselves. Yeah. They got to discover who they are. And that's why when I had my mullet, I felt so free.
I was so free with the party at the back.
I used to float. What about you, Michelle? Have you had any weird hairdo?
Oh, many, many, many. I love weird hair. But I honestly think, seriously, that, you know, while we're all saying we have to encourage men to talk and men to express their emotions and talk to each other and, men always bottle up their feelings and that can lead to bad mental health outcomes, this is part of it. And I know that seems like a stretch, but when we're always telling young boys and young men not to express themselves in every which way, don't wear pink shirts, don't have funny hair, don't be out there in any way, that this is what we're telling them. We're all constantly telling them, to be conservative and to not express their feelings or express themselves or stand out in any way.
Yeah.
And that's just telling them, shush.
I do have one for you, another topic on the topic train. Now, this is a big one. It's got to do with Byron Bay. The Blues Fest has, as many of us know, has been cancelled, unfortunately.
Yes, terrible.
Now, that's going to cost millions and millions. I don't want to know about that. I want to know, when were your plans cancelled?
Oh, gosh.
You know what? My kids and I were standing in the line at the airport to board the flight to Bali, which we love. Gosh, this time of year, we're normally getting ready to go to Bali. And now, oh, gosh, I don't know if we'll ever get to go again. But when the ash cloud blew up, like, we were ready to get on the flight as the flights started to be cancelled on the board to go to Bali because of bloody Mount Aragung or whatever it's called. Agung. So we couldn't get on. We couldn't get, and their little faces were looking at me going, what? What's happening? What's happening? Why are all the mums so angry? All the mums. All of us going, no, crying. Yeah, and we couldn't get on. But the best thing happened because I just said, no, I'm not having it. I'm not having it. And right there on the spot, I booked a trip to Vietnam.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, well,
very nice. First time in our lives.
One of the greatest undiscovered countries of this world, too, actually. Damien, what about you?
Oh, look, there's been lots of trips over the years, but more recently, actually kind of like Blues Fest, I had a concert in Melbourne, and it was the night before. Bang. Yeah, all flights, accommodation, advertising, all gone in one fell swoop.
I can't book anything these days. I'm not booking anything. I just feel like, here's another example. You can't look at Queensland.
Yes.
Now, people for Easter weekend would be preparing to go and see their families, and boom, nope, you can't
go
anywhere.
It's a difficult time. It is, yeah.
Hey, that was a good one for a Best Out of the Week Friday Eve.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Welcome along to Wave FM once again, mate.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Now, man, it is great to have you. He is a friend of the show now, isn't he?
Of course he is. You're only up the road at Corrimal, so, you know.
Yeah, Manila Warra boy, no. I love it here.
Now, listen, I mean, as Australians, we give everybody a nickname. What do people call? Do we call you Gribbo?
Kiro.
Kiro.
No, it's been Gribbo actually.
Gribbo.
You're Gribbo.
Gribbo. I thought it might be Gribbo.
Hey, gang, Gribbo.
That's a very good Australian accent, don't you think?
Michelle, do you approve of that accent?
I do. I love your accents. I love people's Australian accents, and that was a good one. Here you go, Angry Bay.
Mate, you've been working on a brand new single. It is Give Me Some Honey. When you were last here, I had a bit of a sneak listen, and it's a great tune, mate. How did all this come together?
Oh, thanks, man. Look, it started like a lot of things a long time ago, maybe 10 years ago, and I finally got round to finishing a lot of songs, and it's one of the ones that I've always loved. Collaborating with a long-term partner in crime in Ireland, a guy called Michael Keeney, who I was in a band with, a wonderful talent. And then I dragged in a lady called Josephine Farris, who's Andrew Farris's daughter from INXS. Right. So she's a wonderful singer. And it's all sort of came together recently. It's just wonderful to be putting out music again. I'm loving it.
Of course, you know the Farris family from your time with INXS, a band called INXS.
Yes. Wonderful. That's the reason why I came to Australia. I met Andrew at a party, and we played a few songs late at night, as you do. and he looks at me after, at 3 o'clock in the morning, and goes, "I think you're going to play a role in the future of INXS." And I said, "I think you're drunk, mate."
Wow! Yeah.
But it happened. It happened.
How cool is that? That is such an awesome story. So just like that, you guys are playing together, and he's.
Yeah, we hung out for a couple of nights at this sort of like house parties, and there was a couple of musos, young guys playing guitars, and eventually, after talking about music for a couple of days, he said, "Why don't you play an INXS song?" So he played guitar and about 2 or 3 in the morning, and I sang Mystify, and that was it. This is the reason why I'm living in Australia and I got the gig with INXS.
Wow, that's extraordinary.
How cool is that?
That's a great story.
Well, of course, INXS, that's one story. But as you say, you are a songwriter in your own right. Yeah. Al Pacino has sung one of your songs. Madonna has sung one of your songs.
That's crazy.
And we're getting to debut it here in the Illawarra, your brand new song, give me some honey. Let's do it.
Yeah. All right. And then we're going to get you on the rooftop. What are you going to do when you sing on the rooftop?
I'm going to do a very famous In Excess song.
Oh, nice work.
All right. Good tease.
Yeah, very good tease. He should work in radio as well, you know. Kieran Gribben, it's the brand new single from him. He's a Wollongong boy now. This one, Give Me Some Honey, heard first right across the Illawarra right here at Wave FM. To 9, Wave FM 96.5 with Jade, Strainey, Damien, Michelle, Laurie in the morning. And what a great tune. The brand new one from Kieran Gribben. Our guest this morning, he's on the rooftop right now with our old mate Damien Leith. Boys, take it away.
Two Irish guys on the rooftop. This is dangerous. This is the second time this has happened. Wow, the Illawarra doesn't know what hit them.
They let the Irish in and, you know, they never go away.
That's exactly what happened. Man, this is an absolute treat. Now, you've just mentioned about your time with In Excess as a front man. One of your favourite songs you're going to play for us right now. I love this one.
This one is called Need You Tonight. I've got a lip station for all the listeners, so you'll hear me building it up and then we'll get into the song.
Take it away, man.
All you got is this moment. 21st century's yesterday. You can care all you want. Everybody does here, that's okay. So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I got to let you know. I got to let you know. You're one of my kind. I need you tonight. Cause I'm not sleeping. There's something about you, girl, that makes me sweat. How do you feel? I'm lonely. What do you think? I can't think it all. What you gonna do? I'm gonna live my life. So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves is so raw. I got to let you know. I got to let you know. You're one of my kind. What do you think? I can't think it all. What you gonna do? I'm gonna live my life. So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I got to let you know. I got to let you know. You're one of my kind. You're one of my kind.
What about that performance? Kieran Gribben on our rooftop with a classic from INXS, Need You Tonight. Check out our socials a little bit later on Facebook and Instagram for that one. Absolutely wonderful performance by Kieran Gribben. And don't forget to grab his brand new single. It's on iTunes and Spotify. Kieran Gribben, search it. Give Me Some Honey. What a great rooftop at Wave FM.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.